Education is a hot topic amongst the Australian media at the moment as we draw in on the upcoming federal election. With the academic success of high school students gradually declining over the past 15 years, changes to our educational system appear imminent. But what's the solution? The Wise Samuel Bryan investigates.
A recent report from the Australian Council for Educational Research has delivered shocking statistics. Since the turn of the century, the academic success of Australia's high school students has been in steady decline. Jeff Masters, chief executive of ASA, says the decline can be felt in a number of subjects.
But we've seen a decline at 15 years of age between 2000 and 2012 in areas like reading, mathematics and science. And in mathematics, the decline's been quite significant. We've gone from being one of just a handful of very high-performing countries in the world to now not being a whole lot better than the OECD average. But it's not just a relative decline. We're not just declining in comparison with a number of other countries. It's an absolute decline. The skills of our students in areas like mathematics have declined over that 12-year period.
So it's not relative to just other countries, it's relative to students of the past.
Yes, exactly. We can compare performances now with performances in the year 2000, and we can see that there's been a significant decline. It's not just a decline in student performance, it's becoming increasingly important which schools students attend. Their performance depends increasingly on which schools they attend. And that's a drift in the wrong direction in our view. We need to take a look at what we can do to reduce disparities.
Jeff Masters, Chief Executive of the Australian Council for Educational Research. Sivam Krish, founder of Phone Labs and teacher at the Australian Science and Mathematics School, says many of the current teaching methods are outdated.
I think one of the things about teaching is that we see all this technology and we think, okay, everything has changed. If you really think deeply about it, nothing has, right? We still have a factory model of teaching the same stuff to classes, divided by year groups, divided by subjects, in the same way to everybody.
Sivam says that his project, Phone Labs, is a more suitable teaching tool for current and future generations of students.
We are using technology in the way we use pencil and paper. The reality is that your phone is a sensor, it's a computer, it's a data logger. It is far better than what most school labs have. So with these things, you can actually allow kids to experience all the things that they are studying. So every student brings to school a fantastic lab, which is not used. In most schools, it's shut down.
This decline's been happening over the past 15 years, and 15 years ago, this technology wasn't available. So there may have been far more engagement back then, whereas now smartphones and your iPhones are developed, and students are not engaging and relating with these techniques that we used in the past.
Absolutely. Actually, we are dealing with a different species, right? Kids are growing up with so much of information, their brains are wired differently, right? They are consuming information and using these tools from very early days. So there's a lot of competing stuff that is far more interesting, far more engaging, and to them, far more meaningful.
Sivam Krish, founder of Phone Labs and teacher at the Australian Science and Mathematics School. Jeff Masters says more focus should be placed on selecting and developing a higher standard of teachers.
You can see this year by year. We're drawing our teachers from lower and lower ATAR levels. And again, this is exactly the opposite of what we should be doing in Australia. Some countries are drawing teachers from the top 30%, even the top 10% of school leavers. But most of our teachers currently are being drawn from the bottom 70%.
So essentially, over the past 15 years, teaching's become a less and less attractive profession.
Yes, that's right. And we need to think about how we could turn that around. We know that salaries are important, but they're only part of the picture. Salaries in Australia are not particularly low by international standards. You know, we need to look at strategies like restricting the number of people we're preparing to be teachers. High-performing countries, we know, tend to train around about the number of people they will need, and that seems internationally to make teaching more selective, more competitive, and itself to raise the status of teaching.
Jeff Masters, Chief Executive of the Australian Council for Educational Research, speaking to the Wise Samuel Bryan.